Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
I see you've met my daughter, Rena Thorpe. I have decided to set my sights on a company that has just come back up on the block, Bass Industries.
My car is just outside. I'll wait 5 minutes before taking off.
What in the hell were you trying to do?
Get Ben out of prison.
What, by putting me in?
The information about Ben in the affidavit can never get out, ever.
I'm here to see Ben Donovan.
I'm sorry, you just missed him. Mr. Donovan was released.
Are you free for coffee?
I'll be free for anything.
You come to recruit another virgin to be your drug mule?
I would say, why are you available?
Where is she? And who am I?
Brr, Upper East Siders. It's cold outside, and as February approaches, we need to find ways to fight frostbite. Some keep warm the old-fashioned way.
You know what a turn I would be to sleep with a woman trying to buy my company.
As long as you play clean in business, I'm happy to keep it.
Dirty between the sheets.
Some seek the comfort of loved ones. And some try to keep away the gloom.
What are you doing up this early?
By painting things bright.
Breakfast with Ben. And don't lecture. He's a nice person. A nice, innocent person who deserves a friend after what my mom did to him.
Not a mascara for a friend, but you can have breakfast with him ever you want. I don't judge.
Well, today I don't, because today everything is new and fresh and golden. Today my internship begins.
You're finally going to tell me where it is?
It's too important. I can't jinx it. I'll tell you after my first date, but I must go.
But you realize most offices aren't even open this early, unless you're interning at a donut shop?
I want to be early. What is wrong with being early? Catch the worm.
Okay, I'll see you at the W party tonight. And good luck at your new job at the mayor's office or the Whitney or CIA or whatever. This is like living with Don Draper.
Lily, again, thank you so much for getting me this opportunity.
Just so you know, it may not be well.
Don't worry. I realize most internships are about exploitation and espresso runs. I'm just happy to get a chance to be around writing again.
Well, then you're welcome, Daniel. How about a celebratory breakfast?
I can't. I'm super busy. I got to limber up for all this bootlicking I'm going to be doing, but thank you.
Okay. Bye. Well, at least one of our kids appreciates me.
Lily.
I get Ben out on parole, but Serena and Eric continue to treat me like I'm toxic.
I know you did what you could, but Ben's still going to have a criminal record. Give him time.
Everything I do or have ever done is for my children. And someday, they'll realize that. Right?
Well, please let me...
I asked, and you got last time. Sorry I had to leave so abruptly, my friend Edward late for me.
How is life on his sofa?
A loud couch beats a prison cot. So, the reason I asked you here is because I heard from my old college friend. He's starting an organic farm in Ithaca. He's been moved up there.
Wow. Ithaca is supposed to be beautiful. But are you sure?
Be outside all day, work with my hands. Being cooped up for so long is kind of ideal.
Yeah. Well, I hope we get to spend some time together before you go.
Maybe tomorrow. I'm going to start my new life as soon as possible. I hope you understand.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I'm sure we can write or email or call. I'm really happy for you.
Take care, sir.
Hey, you set up a plot in a community garden, right?
You gotta be kidding me. Scorpio Rising was a great film.
That Drac puts the ick in esoteric.
All right, fine. We can go see the Merchant Ivory retrospective. You can ensure that your delicate sensibilities aren't disturbed, and I can catch up on my sleep.
Going to movies is a one- or four-time thing. It's not like we're friends.
I never suggested we were, but I am going to see the Joseph Boys exhibit in Chelsea.
Oh, you are such a boy. How could you go to that when the day God is about to close the Morgan?
You are such a girl. I'm going to take a pass on the ballerinas. Fully dressed as a tutu is not my idea of art.
Fashion is the most powerful art there is. It's movement, design, and architecture all in one. It shows the world who we are and who we'd like to be, just like your scarf suggests that you'd like to sell used cars.
Vanessa gave me this scarf.
Look, I have to go. Stop wasting my time. You know today is a big day for me.
So you're going
to
finally tell me what internship you got? Now, all right, well, then I won't tell you which one I got either. I will see you Sunday at the Morgan. I will wear my most fashionable toe shoes.
Don't get your hopes up.
Serena. Hey, it's great to see you. I heard about the Ostrov Center and Julia giving you
the drugs that you sold her?
I had no idea what her plans were. I want to make sure that you're okay.
Look, I couldn't care less about clearing your conscience. When are you going to realize your occupation hurts people?
I don't give anyone anything that they don't come looking for.
Okay, well then I guess you're only half responsible that I almost died.
W stands for way better than I even imagined. I'm already planning outfits in my head.
Dreaming outfits for Laura Stone to wear in our Mizell shoot on Friday, I would love to hear your thoughts. But if you're dreaming about what you're going to wear to the party tonight, think again.
How about movie two? This is real life, not some Hollywood chick flick where a girl with a scrunchie gets a makeover and triumphs in the end.
I have never owned a scrunchie.
I think I read that on your resume. And there's the main production area, conference room, and through those doors, editor-in-chief Stefano Tonki.
And how soon can I get a sit-down with him? I have some exciting new ideas that I'm organizing a PowerPoint presentation.
I've been Stefano's assistant since he took over. I barely had 5 minutes alone with him.
But my research says he has an open-door policy that he's collaborative.
Doesn't mean he isn't crazy busy.
It sounds like he needs my help immediately.
Yeah, you're all so young, so adorable.
All of you interns.
Thousands of applications. These are the best of the best.
I'm the best of the best. I'm Blair Waldorf.
Assuming that's your way of saying you're the most distinguished, ambitious student at your school, then they're all Blair Waldorf. From Princeton, Yale, Penn, and Parsons. This will be our sixth and final intern.
Oh, I think there must be some mistake.
Daniel Humphrey, NYU. I'm Evelyn Lawrence, your supervisor. Welcome to W.
Nothing says January like a brand new Cold War.
Hey, Mrs. Humphrey.
Oh, Jonathan, hello.
Eric left this in class the other day. I thought he might need it.
Oh, that is so considerate. Jonathan, how are you? I haven't seen you since you...
Eric and I broke up, probably.
Well, not that I see my son much these days either. He's been with Elliot nonstop since they got back from Stott. What?
Elliot broke up with Eric over the holidays. It's all anyone was talking about the first day back at school.
But Eric slept at his place last night.
Hey. Brought you some coffee.
Here to bring something to a friend, but I think I have the wrong address.
Is your friend an ex-con? Then you're in the right place. This is a halfway house.
Focus on your work ethic, not your wardrobe. W is about more than just fashion and beauty. We do probing interviews and art issue. We're looking for visionaries.
Get out of here, Humphrey. This is my world.
Hold on. Just quit. When Lily said kind of nasty because she meant Vanity Fair the New Yorker, but that doesn't mean she didn't pull every string she had on my behalf. Sometimes it's easier to get a guy paroled than it is to get a magazine internship in this town.
You don't know the difference between Rodarte and roadkill, you'd be guillotined.
We're interns. I mean, not no couture. I know how to collate.
And I know how to staple so stay out of my way, or I'll use one to attach your tongue to your shoulder blade.
Where?
I'm sorry. Dan here was just telling me how much he'd love to work for the New Yorker.
Well, that's great. You're the writer. Maybe you could do something special for our new blog we're announcing tonight at the party. Books, movies, fashion, on film. This month we'll be in celebration of contemporary authors, and Lynn Hirschberg's writing the intro. I'll be sure to introduce you.
Thank you.
Jonathan, what are you doing here?
Where were you last night? And don't say Elliot's. I called over there and spoke to his mother.
I was with a friend.
Why didn't you tell me that you two broke up?
I didn't want to share a huge fact from my life. I wonder where I got that gene from.
Now you listen to me.
Lily, could I maybe talk to Eric alone?
Fine.
Are you okay? What's going on with you and your mother?
Oh, now you care. Because you didn't when you dumped me.
I was angry, and rightly so, but I've always cared, and you know that.
It's my family, and Elliot, and it's just been a rough few weeks for me. I miss having you in my life.
Well, I'm here now. Your mother said you guys were going to some party tonight. Is there any chance you'd want to bring someone along to be there for you? Help keep the peace. Make fun of everyone we see.
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
No, I don't know.
Where?
Okay, I'll let him know. One second.
Because you notice we look great with your sweaty gym socks.
Everybody asked me to pull the lemon and move his arms.
Oh, you poor lost lamb. Let me help you.
I didn't date Serena Vander Woodson for 2 years and not come away knowing that those are Mark Jacobs and their mustard.
Why does it taste like Chanel number 5?
Hey, I was just getting myself a cappuccino. I thought you might like one, too. The nutmeg foam has a Humphrey touch. My dad used to own a coffee bar.
Thank you, Daniel. That's very thoughtful. Who's got a stapler?
Give it up, Blair. I'm actually good at this, and unlike other interns, I know you. Your stupid tricks won't work.
Oh, look! It's Tortilla's baby!
Where have you been? I've been calling you. Your parole officer told me you missed another job interview.
I didn't want to tell you until everything was settled. I have incredible news. I got a job, a real job, as a financial advisor in a top-tier company.
Are you serious? Dad, that's great.
I never thought it would happen again. The suits, the business lunches, the ability to pay my own hotel bills. I can't stop pinching myself.
What's the firm?
Thorpe Enterprises. I'll be working with Russell Thorpe himself. See you later, pal. Hey, Chuck.
I just walked past your dad in a $2,000 suit. Seems the captain, who could barely get an interview for a custodial position, got a big executive job. The guy trying to buy your company.
So, how are you enjoying your first day?
Well, what should have been perfection has now been tainted by running with Brooklyn's Benedict Arnold.
How am I a traitor? The only reason you're still here is because no one has ratted out your attempts at sabotage to Epperly.
And the only reason you're still here is because no one's asked you who Givenchy.
Lynn Hirschberg's flight from Dublin got you. I knew Stefano should have made that Colin Farrell interview a phoner instead.
Hirschberg's out.
Major disaster.
Unless someone shows up with a new author and saves the day.
Yes. And when she does, she will shine as the best intern. And her insipid competition will be fired.
You do realize that I know Jeremiah Harris personally, right?
And you do realize that I know everyone personally, right?
Okay, so then we'll both show up with our office tonight at the party, and whoever ethically decides is the best fit for W wins, the other resigns.
I can agree to that.
It's gotta be a clean fight. You understand that as a concept of sabotage?
I can't wait to see you bleeding on the rack. Yes, no sabotage.
Hey, is Eric here? I'm supposed to take him to lunch.
Oh, he's brooding in his room.
Here, Vanya asked me to give this to you.
What is it?
Everything okay?
Yes, it's nothing. I'll deal with it later.
Oh, come on, Mom. We're all trying to move forward here. No more secrets.
Well, it's not a secret. In fact, I have no idea what it is or who it's from.
Then what's the big deal about opening it in front of us?
This was for Ben. Please use this money to start a new life far away from me and my family. Charming.
Soon, Serene is getting frosty with her mother over an envelope of cold, hard cash. Looks like not everything or everyone's on sale this January.
But at least now I know why Ben lied. He doesn't want to have anything to do with me because I'm the daughter of the person that ruined the last 3 years of his life and is trying to ruin the rest of it.
$30,000 would hardly ruin his life.
You said you were going to help find Ben an apartment, not pay him to disappear.
Mom paid someone off again. Well, we should make this a drinking game.
Ben Donovan has information that can ruin this family. What's wrong with not wanting him around?
Because he's blameless. Because he was a wonderful teacher who can't do what he loves thanks to you, and because he deserves more.
I'm going out.
I'm right behind you.
Yeah, hold the elevator.
I did a little Humphrey Smooth talking to Jeremiah Harris. Said he'd be delighted to come, so I'm just going to add his name to the list real quick.
Oh, well, you can put him under Lori Moore, my author. He'll be most comfortable there.
I don't think so. Before Jeremiah Harris was a novelist, he wrote film reviews for Vanity Fair, and he had a wine column at Bon Appetit, and Stefano also knows him from the Times.
So? Lori Moore was a 2010 finalist for the Penn Faulkner Award.
True. Maybe she's a better dad. Oh, but did I mention that Jeremiah is on the board of admissions at Williams, where Stefano's niece is applying to college?
So glad you called. Afternoons are my favorite.
I thought you said you were totally above board when it comes to business.
I did. And I am.
So why did you hire my best friend's father to work for your company?
The captain? He and my dad are old friends. My father believes in second chances, and we need someone who knows the lay of the land.
His son's my roommate. It's an obvious conflict.
Chuck, we just met. I have no idea who you live with. I know that you're sensitive to this. I assure you, Thorpe Enterprises has no interest in corporate espionage.
Even so, I spoke to Nate, the captain's a loose cannon. I consider it a personal favor if you'd have him fired. Now, what were you saying about afternooners?
Actually, I just remembered I have a meeting. Sorry, Chuck.
Might be up to her old tricks, but maybe it's best for Ben to get a fresh start without you.
Maybe. I don't know. I just don't want to go down without a fight.
Speaking of fights, I'm so on war with Humphrey.
I know you like to turn everything into a contest, but surely Dan isn't your biggest competition in W.
All the other girls are variations on a theme, and that theme is slightly lesser versions of me, but Dan is a writer. He makes delicious coffee.
Never mind the fact that he's not a completely horrible-looking straight guy working in a fashion magazine. It's got the whole office buzzing.
Sounds like someone's feeling a little threatened.
Well, not for long. My author will make his look like a monkey with a typewriter.
Or maybe an invisible monkey with a typewriter.
Kathy, I hear scheming in your voice. You cannot sabotage him.
Why not? I'm not going to treat him any better than all my other enemies just because you sporadically love him.
He's not your enemy.
Earn the spotlight on your own merits. You'll feel better.
I'll call you later. Let Ben go.
Let Dan be.
Oh, picking up a late lunch for Eppley?
No, actually, it's for you. Don't worry, it's not poison. I wouldn't want to win due to my rival's starvation, and I figured you were too much of a food snob the day that he was the commissary. And Eppley needs to be alphabetized. Duty calls.
Fancy seeing you here, Mr. Donovan.
Damien Downgarden.
I heard you went to the pokey for poking a student. Congratulations on getting out. I'm sure you've been doing a lot of celebrating, huh? Want to buy some party favors?
So it's true. Straight-laced academic star became a dealer.
Guilty.
I remember that paper you wrote comparing The Wire to The Iliad. Did not intend for English comp to be an occupational training course.
No, we said what we learned in high school would inform our futures in unexpected ways.
Yeah, the thing with The Wire is that witnesses usually had evidence before they testified. I know you were the one who said you saw me and Serena at that B&B.
I told the truth.
Nothing happened between me and Serena that night. But I went to prison anyway.
You say potato, judge says pedophile. Well, it's been great catching up, Mr. D, but my friend just arrived. I'd introduce you, but you may or may not have statutorily raped his sister. Might be a tad awkward. Let's go. Get a table.
Good job today. I think you could be a great fit here, provided you survive. I try and stay out of the intern drama, but I couldn't help but notice your friend Blair's a little competitive.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I admire your loyalty. Maybe the Striver thing is all an act, and maybe it's just a coincidence that my coffee tasted like her perfume. I'm sure you know her better than I do.
Yeah, I do know her. I know that her kindergarten yearbook quote is the best defense is a good offense. Miss Moore, I'm an assistant at W, and I'm afraid there has been a terrible mix-up.
Careful, D. It's flu season, but nothing's more contagious than mistrust.
Mom?
She's still licking her wounds. We were all pretty hard on her this afternoon. I never would have come to a party like this without her, but I needed some air.
Oh, hey, I get it. Being in a room with a selfish manipulator can really suck the life out of you.
She's worried. She's just trying to protect her family.
Hey.
You two have a good time. I'll see you later.
Great party. Are you hungry? There's appetizers.
Yes, yeah. I'll grab us some, yeah?
Zachary, Moon, enjoy your treats. I need to talk to you.
Chuck Bass and no guest. You may enter.
Well, Waldorf working the door.
I got an internship at W.
You know we will be editor by May. The plan's working.
So it seems to be.
Ben, you came. Thank you for meeting me here. Can we talk?
Sorry, I'm actually here because I sent another Eric with Damien Dalgard. We both come as a joint team.
No, Eric hates Damien and he doesn't do drugs, so there must be some sort of explanation. Jonathan, hey! By any chance, have you seen Eric?
Eric? No, he has to become a magician. He disappeared. I thought we were here on a date. I guess I'm getting played once again.
I'm sorry, a date? What about Elliot?
Elliot dumped him. He didn't tell you. He promised me he was over his Jenny Humphrey face. I guess he was wrong. And maybe I was for believing him.
You're okay. Fine.
Lori is a bit late, but she'll be here any minute. I hope to remind Greta thinking.
No, he's not here yet either. Any reason you think he might be late?
The guy is a famous recluse. He might not show up at all. It's your fault for picking him.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. We said no sabotage.
What are you talking about?
Jeremiah. Hi.
Mr. Humphrey, show me to the bar. I warn you, if the crew is warmer than 55 degrees, I'm leaving.
Jeremiah Harris? I bring you Lauren.
Yes, how do you do? Daniel told me you were in a bit of a bind.
Nice. Let's get you a glass of champagne. I'll tell you all about our plan.
OMG. I was just poleaxed by a poor person. Fancy seeing you here. Chuck, this is Stuart Fuji. He's in the film business.
Stuart, can I borrow her for a moment? What are you doing with that boy? Let's get out of here.
Actually, I'm having a nice time. Stuart understands that when I say I'm telling the truth, I am.
Raina, I'm trying to take my company. How can I just trust you? You think less of me if I did?
I couldn't think less of you than I do right now.
Sorry. I wouldn't be like this if it wasn't my father's legacy. Stakes are too high to take a chance on trust. Hey, it's just business.
From now on, I don't even know if we have that to discuss.
Maybe Eric went home. He doesn't really like parties anyway.
He can't be buying from Damien.
What?
Well, I'm gonna go get a drink. Would you like anything, babe?
So you're Damien's babe now?
You? Williamsburg Beetle. I can't believe you're stabbing me in the back.
I only did it because I thought you did the same to me.
Hillary Clinton is one of my role models. I do not break treaties, you ass. But I do secure borders, so I'm going to go tell everyone what you did right now.
Wait. Look, we can figure something out.
Let go of me, you classless Klingon.
Rare, do not go to Epery. I need this job, all right?
No!
What was that? It's on a time, King. I'm on the lead.
Spotted. Duty of friends in definite hot water.
Obviously, it was fine. Could I see some packages?
Looks like W just left Dan and Blair both out in the cold.
Yeah.
I just got an interesting phone call from Raina Thorpe.
Did you tell Chuck to have me fired?
Let me guess, you thought I'd embarrass you.
The Thorpes are trying to take over Bass Industries. We thought they might be using you to get information.
I'm a grown man, Nate. And I'm actually good at what I do. Chuck is family. I would never do anything to jeopardize things for him.
You do realize that's a total contradiction, though, being Chuck's family and then working for the Thorpes.
Word around the office is that he's banging Thorpe's daughter. Talk about sleeping with the enemy.
But that's Chuck's decision, okay? And whatever happens with Raina is on him and him alone. You need the second chance. You can't go down in another scandal.
So you're getting me fired instead? All those nights in prison, when I thought I couldn't take it, when I wanted to quit or die or... I didn't. Because I knew there was still one person out there who believed in me.
Dad, you'll get another job.
Yeah, washing toilets. You know what? I think I'd rather live in a halfway house than live with someone who only halfway trusts me.
This time, in between the day and the night, the light.
Come on, it was just an internship. I'm sure you can have your mother call and get your new one in a second.
My mother didn't get me W. She's a designer. She can't call in favors from a fashion magazine.
Well, you don't get jobs like this without a connection.
Well, I did. I practically stopped Stefano. Spent the night in his lobby waiting to meet him. After the police escorted me out for the third time, I faxed a letter to every machine in the building.
It's like 200 fax machines.
332.
Wow, Blair, I'm so sad. I didn't know any of this.
What, the fact that you were willfully ignorant is supposed to make me feel better? You wanted an internship. I wanted this one.
So why didn't you just sabotage me? You had every opportunity.
Guess I must have some undiagnosed brain injury. Because I stupidly thought that this fake friendship might be real.
Damien Dalgard, of all people, you know what kind of person he is.
So now you want to get all sisterly.
You're dating a demon. Can't you see he's using you like he did Jenny?
Why? Because nobody could ever like me for me.
Hey, I know what it feels like when you think you got no one to turn to.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Ben. Serena's...
non-rapist, but still technically ex-con former teacher. You have taken up a lot of time over the dinner table at our house.
I'm sure all that drama has been overshadowing what's going on in everyone else's life, especially yours.
You're a fast man, but mind your own business.
When I got locked up, I befriended some not very good guys. Found out the hard way. When you do things that betray who you are, it can become very difficult to recognize yourself. I don't want to see that happen to you.
Please, Eric. Mom did this awful thing, and you went away to Osterhof, and I was looking so forward to just being away with Elliot and having somebody to talk to unless he broke up with me, and I didn't have anybody.
You always have me.
No, I didn't. You were off chasing some judge trying to help him. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel anything. And the one thing about Damien is he's a good distraction. But you're right. Thank you. I won't see him anymore.
Sorry, can I speak to you? It's okay. We gotta go in. What Julia said, has it crossed your mind that Ben was at least partially responsible?
He wanted revenge because he thought I put him in prison. But that's in the past. You know, he just gave Eric some really fatherly advice, helped convince him to stay away from Damien Dalgard.
Damien?
Look, I would love to explain, but I need to find Ben right now.
Beverly, it's Ben Humphrey. I know I ruined your party and humiliated your boss, and there's no reason for you to want to listen to me right now, but I gotta tell you something.
Eric, I just heard that you've been hanging out with Damien. Are you doing drugs?
Well, I could lie and say no, but I bought sleeping pills, and then I needed Adderall to wake back up, but that was it. It was stupid, and I'm done with it.
If you need help, I want to make sure you get it.
No, I don't care about the drugs. Damien was just there when no one else would listen.
Damien.
Ben, wait. Please don't avoid me. I want to be your friend.
Serena, it's a lot easier for me to start over without any reminders from my past.
Why? I saw you talking to Eric, and it reminded me of what you were like at boarding school.
I'm not that person anymore.
Yes, you are.
You know I've been avoiding you. Because I see that look in your eye, and I know exactly what it means. But I don't want to be with you. I didn't reciprocate back then, and I don't now. I'm sorry.
Sorry, S. Looks like the only thing you'll be snuggling up with this winter are warm memories.
I'm not heartbroken, I'm humiliated. I was falling for someone who wants nothing to do with me.
And I thought I found my calling, and now the only thing that brings me any joy is planning Dan Humphrey's long, slow demise. Epperly?
It's 9:20, where are you?
What are you talking about? You fired me.
Yes, and then Dan confessed
that you were the one who called Jeremiah and took credit for it, and then staged that whole wrestling stunt to embarrass you.
I was totally wrong about him. If you're going to be a backstabber, just stab some backs, you know?
Are you saying
that Alex White is styling 8 looks today and I need someone to steam the couture?
Yes. I'll be there in 15. You know what I just remembered? If you really want something, you don't stop for anyone or anything until you get it.
Thanks for meeting me. Serena told me how helpful you were with Eric yesterday.
The same what I thought.
Then I realized my wife hasn't treated you justly in any way. I'd like to help.
You're going to offer me more money, aren't you?
You deserve a real shot at getting back on your feet again.
And that's going to be tough to do living in a halfway house. I have an extra room at my loft, and I'd love it if you moved in.
After everything that's happened, it's the least we can do.
I haven't experienced a lot of kindness lately. You gotta think about it. Sounds good.
Thanks, John.
Hi, could you make me to room 312, please? Howard Archibald? What do you mean, check out? Yeah.
This winter, even though we bundle up, a cold shoulder can freeze us out.
I heard about what young Bass asked Raina to do. It was terrible.
Well, I'm just thankful she gave me the heads up and you gave me a chance to talk.
We're all friends. You're doing a bang-up job. I should have told you about my plans for Bass Industries, but I didn't want to put you in a compromising position.
I completely understand it, and I can assure you there are no conflicts anymore. Whatever you need, I'm your guy.
What are you doing here?
I was wrong to ask you to fire the captain.
Stuart, a moment. Yes, you were. I told you who I was when we met. I don't play games, in business or in my personal life. My father is going to do everything humanly possible to acquire Bass Industries. It's not a secret, it's a fact.
I know. I apologize for losing sight of that. Look, you're a beautiful girl. She says what's on her mind and isn't afraid of the consequences. I don't want to stop seeing you. I can handle the complications if you can.
I think complications are the least of what I can handle. But there's a man and a towel in my bathroom right now. So, maybe another time.
Turns out your friend wasn't worthy.
Tell me about it. I've been trying to convince people for years.
But just so you know, he was never really my friend.
Sometimes a ray of sun shines in and gives us hope.
I offered Ben the apartment, and he's thinking about it.
Thank you so much, Rufus. We're just not going to take no for an answer.
Ben is still a good person. I know he is.
Stay away from Serena. Stay away from her family.
I remember your father. I think we both know how he would respond to your dealing if someone were to tell him.
What do you care, huh? Those people ruined your life, not me.
You actually like her.
How I feel about Serena is none of your damn business. The only thing you should be worried about is disappearing. What are you doing right now?
Sorry, Damien, but I'm done with the pills.
No, that's not what I meant. You want to hang out? As friends.
But on the Upper East Side, the slipperiest ice...
Sure, why not?
Good.
...is usually right in front of us.
Good.
XOXO.